beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
And you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron, Brian Ginn. I'm not even going to say it. You know who I am. You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Today is Saturday, August the 19th. I believe it is, anyway. It is as of recording. Oh, well. I want to get this. I want to mention this right off. First thing. For those of you with AOL Instant Messenger, ICQ, Yahoo Instant Messenger, and MSN Messenger. If you have any one of those, pay attention for next week. I have something I want to announce. And if you don't have one of those and you want those, they're not hard to find. Oh well. I just wanted to mention that. Something's coming up next week. Oh well. On the show, we have a new segment, the Transformers Cybertron Comic Weekly Update, brought to you by Silver Bolt Maniac. Also, we have the news from Cybertron, of course, the ATT Buzz, Ask RFC. Goldie reviews some of his Happy Meal toys. Yeah. Another one of those wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Bad Poets Corners. This week, the poem is entitled Beast Machines. You know what to expect from that. You know, not much to talk about this week. The show was postponed by about a day because of a few family problems and scheduling problems on my part, and I apologize for that. You know, before we get into it, I do want to mention that during this coming week, and maybe for a while, I don't know how long, I'm taking most of the older shows down because we're moving them to make room on the current server, because we've storing those things take up a lot of space, and what we currently have, we're upgrading, technically. Upgrading is a good term. We are upgrading the site. Instead of completely redoing the site as we were going to do, a few people suggested, and everyone else agreed, that we'll basically just take the current site and fix it. No frames. I know some people hate frames. I like frames, generally. But we'll basically modify the site just to make it easier to use and get rid of a lot of the clutter. That's going to be one reason that we're doing that. But just keep in mind that a lot of the older shows, probably anything from a month ago back, will be gone for a while until we move them. And if you want to hear an old show or something, you can request that and we'll put it back up. I mean, it's not a big problem. Oh well. Coming up right now on Radio Free Cybertron, we'll start things off with the news from Cybertron.
News from Cybertron.
First and foremost, we apologize for the news from Cybertron this week. Kidding, Daniel. Thanks to Daniel Sovey for providing the news from Cybertron again this week. Several people on all sides were shot today in a major battle, but that's hardly news. Wheelie, though, wasn't hurt at all. Now that's news. Our own Zobivor was sued by the Dinobots this week for impersonating them. Go figure. Quintesson courts say the case should be reached, should reach the docket, however. When the puppy makes a sordid hydrant of Cybertron. Okay. The Seekers versus the Aerial Bots air hockey game was called due to Starscream disabling the air puck in order to make it fall on Megatron. It missed and promptly flew off towards some cliffs. A weird guy in red and blue pajamas with a black web pattern was spotted swinging over Iacon. he was promptly shot. In other unrelated news, a disabled air puck failed to fall on anyone at all. Command staff on each side are baffled, as am I. Another weird guy in red and blue pajamas with a black web pattern was spotted swinging over Iacon. He was also shot. Black Arachnia is suing the Cybertronian Inquirer for running fake pictures of her in Silverbolt. Said Black Arachnia, "We don't even reproduce that way." Disturbing. Famed hero Cliff Jumper drove off a cliff today. He has not yet come down. I don't get that one. Another weird guy in red and blue pajamas with black web pattern was spotted swinging through Iacon. He was also promptly shot. And finally, Perceptor has his sight back in one eye. Wheelie, we implore you to turn yourself and that slingshot in. And finally, in the news from Cybertron, do not intake the orange Energon. And that has been the news from Cybertron this week.
I agree with Bug. But then, I'm not crazy about any of you.
Ah, we have a guest. A sterling opportunity to, test your mettle, Dinobot.
And to think I was wondering who to shoot first.
And coming up right now on Radio Free Cybertron, it's what you all are waiting for. I know it. You all love John DeLuna. And here he is with the ATT Buzz.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and this week was kind of slow on ATT. Not too much posting going on. Then again, it is back to school week. Oh, yes. And I guess a lot of the daytime posters and readers are busy doing that. One thing about back to school time that I hate are the cheesy commercials for school supplies. I mean, these things are the worst. For like 3 years straight, we had that stupid Trapper Keeper commercial with the clumsy guy who was taking a drink out of the fountain, and he runs into this girl, and she's just as clumsy as he is, but a Trapper Keeper keeps the love going, something like that, whatever. Anyway, back to ATT, and there wasn't much news on ATT this week as far as hard news. There were a few interesting tidbits, though, including we might get a G1 re-release in mass quantities from Takara, but not in toy form per se, but in some form we might see a bunch of G1 characters coming back for sale. I'll get into that a little bit later. Also some toy sightings, and McDonald's continues to sell Heart Attacks and Beast Machine toys by the thousands, a lot more than they probably bargained for, because lots of stores are already running out of all 9 toys that were supposed to last them 9 weeks, and it's only lasted them like 3 weeks, which is good for the toy line, but it's bad for fans looking for, I guess, Jetstorm covered in special sauce or whatever. Anyway, on to the news. Okay, first up on the news for ATT this week is Takara's G1 mass release again, and it's going to happen, kind of. It seems that Takara is going to release a bunch of PVC statues of G1 characters. Little statues with, if any articulation at all, it's probably just going to be the arms swivel at the shoulders. They're basically just statues, nice things for collectors. So far we've seen Prime, Megatron, and an unpainted RC, which looks quite nice, actually. In my opinion, considering we've never had an RC, and Megatron looks really nice. Probably the best, most cartoon accurate Megatron we've ever seen. Prime looks kind of like a dip, actually. I don't like the pose they put him in. I'm sure if you haven't seen these pics yet, just go on ATT, look around, you'll find plenty of posts with the links on them. The one problem with these PVC things is lately Takara's been on this financial road to ruin. And I guess the way that they figure they can bump up sales is to force collectors to buy as many toys as possible. And they've got it in their head that if they package toys in packaging where you can't tell what you're buying exactly, well then collectors are going to have to buy a bunch of toys just to make sure they get a complete set. Case in point, these PVC statues. It looks like they're going to come in generic boxes with the exact same packaging on them, which means you don't know if you just bought a Megatron or an Optimus Prime until you crack it open, which is a gem. Same thing with the recolored Spy Changers for Car Robots. Takara is re-releasing recolors of all six Spy Changers, which look very nice, but they all come in opaque bags, little baggies. You can't tell which one you're getting. I don't have a problem with that one because, well, it seems that these toys, these re-released Spy Changers, are going to be free for visiting or shopping in certain stores. And even if they weren't free, one Spy Changer is what, going to cost you $2-3 over there, which is nothing. These PVC things are probably going to be around $6 a piece. And I want to know what I'm buying. And before I get off on the PVC subject, let me just say, the characters I really want, besides the obvious choices, the famous ones, are toys that got the shaft as far as designs in G1 toyness, like Ironhide, Ratchet, Springer, you know, maybe some of the larger scaled Transformers can take a break from this line, because as much as I would like to see a nice Unicron robot, well, to be in scale with the PVC toys, he'd have to be at least 3 feet tall. And I doubt that'll happen. If you're going to do a Unicron, just do his head and make it like a koosh ball so I can bounce it off the walls. Okay, let's move on to toys and sightings on this side of the ocean, namely Mega Megatron has shown up in Targets and Walmarts and other low-class establishments like comic book stores at jacked-up prices. And the reviews on ATT have not been so kind. In fact, personally, he's one of the reasons I don't collect Beast Machine toys, because early on I saw pics, like everybody else, of Mega Megatron for Beast Machines, and I could tell just from the pictures that this toy was going to be bad. And I'm not losing sleep over not collecting any Beast Machine toys, let me tell you. Besides, I'm spending too much money on Car Robots, which are very expensive. And back to Mega Megatron, this is not a mega-sized toy. I mean, it's painfully obvious from everybody who's bought it and everybody who's seen it. I saw it at BotCon that this toy is a deluxe. I mean, he's small compared to deluxe Optimus Primal. And I'm pretty sure that Hasbro realized early on that, well, since he can fit in a mega-sized box, let's sell him for $15 instead of $10, although I know in cloak mode he could fit on a deluxe card quite easily, and he'd look a lot better for it, and he'd be a better value. Now, as far as imports go, on ATT we learned that, actually on Yahoo Auctions, I spotted this, God Magnus is scheduled to be released September 11th in Japan, so we should expect him, 7 to 10 days later over here. And Bill King is out on this side of the ocean. Lots of people are auctioning him off on eBay and selling him on websites. So keep a lookout for him if you want him. It looks like the separate robots are pretty good, but everybody is pretty much bashing, at least on ATT, the combined modes, Bill King himself. I've stayed away from those reviews because, well, I've got him on pre-order and he should be on the way pretty soon. And I want to stay fresh and unspoiled, so I can make my own opinions about him, but from what I have gathered, I guess his combined mode is kind of nasty, but hey, at least the components are great toys, from what I hear. To wrap up the buzz this week, I'm going to go over the G1 cartoons. It seems that there were some posts on ATT and the Classic Moderated group that concern a viewing club of trans fans that are going to be watching certain episodes during certain weeks and then coming back to the different news groups and commenting and discussing those particular episodes. And I personally, over the last few weeks, have gotten interested in seeing those G1 episodes because, well, 99% of those episodes I haven't seen since I was a kid. So I have absolutely no memory of the vast majority of G1 cartoon history. And just a few days ago, I got to see City of Steel for the first time in, what, 14, 15 years? And I was pleasantly surprised. I know G1 is bad on the whole. Okay, it's cheesy, bad animation, bad stories, makes no sense. Pretty much butchers a lot of the characters, especially Galvatron, after the movie, but that's neither here nor there. We're talking about City of Steel, and it was a pretty good episode. It was corny. It was bad. The story made no sense. Lots of plot holes, but it was still entertaining. The basic plot for City of Steel, if you don't know, is basically the Decepticons take over New York. They get the Constructicons to try to build a new Decepticon headquarters slash city. Replacing New York City, basically taking over the entire city. During this, Prime gets captured, he gets raped, he gets dismantled, and the Constructicons, being the devils that they are, take Optimus Prime's parts and make some alligator monster, alligator con thing, a robot alligator, out of Prime's parts, which is frankly kind of disturbing, but it's not as disturbing as Optimus Prime's head being tossed around like a grapefruit during this whole episode while he talks to the Autobots and the Decepticons in head form. Also, his mental link with his parts through his head is quite disturbing, especially when you consider the fact that he'll think about his legs and all of a sudden his legs come flying into the room. Like, all his body parts just have this levitation device in each one of them. Also, at the end of the episode, it seems that Prime's handgun is strong enough to take out Devastator with one shot. Which makes no sense, but hey, it's G1, and I love it, baby, because it's bad in a good, bad way. And that's the HT Buzz. I am John DeLuna, off to watch Five Faces of Darkness, and I've got my band-aids ready.
The United States was built through conquest. The Indians, the English, the Mexicans, what was once theirs is now ours. Are you going to be the one to let it slip away? Freedom is built on the ashes of our enemies. Aren't you tired of wishy-washy, bleeding-heart politicians who won't say boo to the special interest groups, but instead just run this nation into the ground? We need a strong leader, a fearless leader, one who isn't restricted by conscience or rationality, but who will do what needs to be done for the glory of the U.S. of A. Galvatron for president in the year 2000. First the U.S., then the world. Paid for by several people threatened with death.
And coming up right now on Radio Free Cybertron is Mott Boy with Ask RFC. And I must remind you, whatever Mott Boy says, please take with a grain of salt. He is insane. I don't know how he got on the air. We're trying to take him off, but we don't know how to tell him that we don't like him, and he's probably not even listening. Oh well, here's Mott Boy with Ask RFC.
You are listening
to Radio
Free Cybertron.
Greetings and salutations, trans fans. This is your friendly neighborhood Mop Boy here. Sorry I've been gone for the past couple of weeks, but after the last show, Goldimus got a little upset, so I've been kind of hiding out for a while.
Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
While I was hiding out, I picked up some of the new McBeast machines. I got Nightscream and Tankor. They're sort of cheap, but what do you expect out of McDonald's? I'd reveal them for you, but somebody might not like that. So let's get on with the letters.
The views and opinions of Mopoy do not necessarily represent those of Creative Free Cybertron, nor anyone else for that matter.
Tonight's first letter is from Bill Johnson, and he writes, "My name is Bill Johnson, and I just started listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Discovered it on Yahoo Search. I think it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. Sliced bread being the coolest thing since miniskirts. And I was wondering a few things. Number one, is there any way you can get the parody out a little quicker? It's hilarious, and I want to know how it ends. Number two, what's the rarest piece of Transformers merchandise released in America? The old Happy Meal toys? Number three, how do you make the Y thing in Turin's name anyway? Number four, is there any place other than eBay or Yahoo Auctions where I can get my hands on the UK comic? Any place where I can find the comic scans in general? Number five, finally and most importantly, what are your real names? I know Brian is Brian, Zabavor is Dave Edwards, but what about you? What about Turin? Is that his real name? Thanks, Bill." Okay, the answer to your first question is yes. Since pretty much most of us over here at RFC are working, you know, daily jobs, trying to get money, and we're not really getting paid to do this, we're just doing it for fun. However, it is time-consuming. We don't always have time to get everything done on a schedule. However, if we charge people to listen to RFC, then we wouldn't have to work for money, and we could spend all of our time working on the parody. So starting next week, we're going to have a secure site so that you can use your credit cards to pay for the show each week.
Alrighty!
The answer to your second question about the rarest piece of Transformers merchandise, nope, it wouldn't be the Happy Meal toys. It would have to be the Fleshmasters. They were the predecessors of the Transformers. There were toilets, soap bars, and other toiletries that would transform and defend the world against dirt and grime. Third question. That little U thing in Turin's name? Turin just put that little line in there just to make his name a little taller. After all, what's good about being tall if you don't have a tall name? Okay, that was a bad joke. A really bad joke. Now, on the fourth question about the comic, which is, where can I get my hands on the UK comic? Try the UK! Other than that, all I can think about is try ATT and some other news groups to see if anybody has any available. And about our real names. Well, Brian's real name really isn't Brian. It's April. And Brian really isn't a male. He just sounds that way because of a freak science experiment involving kerosene and a pair of salad tongs. Turin's real name is Gale. Goldimus's real name is Clarence. Zabavor's real name is Jobob. And John DeLuna? He really doesn't have a name. We just gave him that name because we were tired of yelling, "Hey, you!"
You know, there's something wrong with that.
And me? My real name is The Immortal. Yes, I'm immortal. I can't die. Just don't try to cut off my head.
This is bad comedy.
Tonight's next letter is another letter from Bill Poston. And he writes, "The Detilio interview. How much did it cost RFC? Well, I can't really mention what body parts on the air. However, it is part of that freak experiment that Brian... I mean, April was involved in."
"I'm French! Why do you think I have this outrageous accent?"
Well, that's all the letters for this week. Remember, if you have any questions to ask, just email askrfc@tfradio.com. This is your friendly neighborhood mop boy saying,
"I'm invincible!"
Thank you there, Mop Boy. Coming up right now on Radio Free Cybertron, okay, is the Transformers comic, Cybertron comic, pardon me, weekly update. Transformers Cybertron comic weekly update. And now here is Silver Bolt Maniac.
"Pity you
Autobots die bravely, or I might have a killing style faster now. All we need is a little energon and a lot of luck.
I am Starscream of Cybertron!
Bog, excessive.
Hey, I'm Silverbolt Maniac, and this is the Transformers Cybertron Comic Weekly Update. Well, since I'm new on Radio Free Cybertron, I'd like to thank them for mentioning our website last week. Alright now, for those who didn't know a thing about the TSC comic book, well, it's basically a comic with a somewhat unique touch. At least I hope so. It has some characters from G1, as well as original characters created by me. The first 7 episodes were made with Quill, which was a Quake 2 editor. It was only when Echo Guy asked to help me out with the series that I actually switched to 3D Studio Max. Since then, we moved up to episode 14. Okay, this week's netcomic episode, as I like to call it, is entitled Solitaire on Cybertron, which is the episode 14, which I was talking about earlier. It introduces a new creation of mine, a character named First Strike. I won't talk about this week's episode because some of you might have read it. Well, some of you might not have read it, actually. So I'll let you discover it on your own. Alright, I'll talk about episode 13, though, which introduced a Decepticon named Motorhead and a Gravicon named Metalhead. I have this urge to have characters show up every episode. I'll try to stop that. The story is about Motorhead trying to escape destruction by the Gravicons. He's brought to Scrapper's lab for reprogramming, but Scrapper doesn't do it. He instead convinces Motorhead to restore the Decepticon legacy to overthrow Starscream. Next week starts the Beastbot trilogy, which I hope you'll like, because Echo Guy has worked hard on scenes which look very, very good. And it's pretty amazing. The app may not come out on Wednesday because I'll be moving back to campus, so I don't know when I'll get connected to the net, but don't worry, it will get there, and I will be connected eventually. Moving on to the website updates, last week I added the bios for Motorhead and Metalhead, and I have redone the bio page to be more practical and interesting. As for the Transformer Legion, it's pretty much dead. I didn't receive a single character submission for the archive, but hey, I understand. You may not be interested to create a character for other people to read about just for fun, and that's fine. That's fine with me. Because when the next character contest is up, I'm sure you'll jump right in with the prize we'll be giving. At least I hope so. Last contest we had at least 10 participants. The prize was Beast Machine Season 2 CD. With the movie on it. This is all for me this week. I'm Silverbolt Maniac for Radio Free Cybertron.
Hi, this is Gary Chart for rfcybertron.cjb.net. RF Cybertron rocks.
Thank you, Silverbolt Maniac. Coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron is a review of Goldimus Prime. No, make that a review by Goldimus Prime. You don't want a review of Goldimus Prime. Believe me. You don't.
So, for the last 10 days or so, I've been hitting McDonald's and buying the Beast Machines Happy Meals. So, first off, I'll review the food. Week 1 food. They screwed my order up and I got 2 totally plain hamburgers. Ugh. The fries had no salt and the Dr. Pepper was watered down. I rate the first week's food as not fit to give my dog. Incidentally, the scale for the food ratings goes from a low of engage radioactive material containment procedures to not fit to give my dog to somewhat passes as food to the high point of for McDonald's, it's not too bad. Week 2 food. Well, more like 5 days later food. Hamburgers were normal, fries were poorly salted, and the Dr. Pepper still wasn't right. I rate it at somewhat passes as food. Week 3, or just period 3, food. Hamburgers normal, fries properly salted, and excellent Dr. Pepper. I rate it at, for McDonald's, it's not too bad. Unfortunately, the trend in food improvement didn't hold true for the toys, as you'll see in the next couple weeks. Let's see here. There's a few basic facts about the toys I want to get down first. They're each between 3 and 4 inches tall, and range from 4 to 8 points of articulation. And there will be pictures of these at GoldenMist.com by the time this review broadcasts. Alright. Cheetor is yellow and translucent green, with purple spots on his chest. His head is highly disproportionate in both modes, and in Beast Mode he has to stand on the spur-like projections on the back of his legs. Cheetor is bad. Definitely the worst of the first three. Optimus Primal is amber translucent plastic, with some dark and light grays here and there. Optimus is probably the most show-accurate mold of the first three, despite improper colors. Beast Mode changes very little, mostly just flipping the beast head out, which looks like a bald old man, by the way. Optimus is, in my opinion, the best of the first three. Megatron is fairly show-accurate, but really needed more paint ops in Robot Mode. His head is solid pastel green, and his cloak is semi-translucent blue. He's got a good deal of molded detail on his cloak, but he really needs more color. Beast Mode is kind of neat. It has a good amount of color. Excuse me. Good amount of color. Reds, purples, some yellow, more pastel green. A major fault is lack of any kind of Beast Mode arms. And from what I've heard, McMeg's here is better than the Mega version. Well, that's the first set, which is probably the best group in the line. If you want to get a set of these and can still find the first set at McDonald's, they're selling out like mad, go for them. Goldimus Prime, Radio Free Cybertron.
Hi, this is Larry DiTilio, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
And thank you there, Goldie. Coming up now here on Radio Free Cybertron is... I know that you've all been waiting for it. Bad Poets Corner. This week in Bad Poets Corner, we have Beast Machines. Running, knowing not why. Well... you know, trying not to die. Running fast, yet turning on a dime. Fun to watch, but only on the first time. Funky designs, who in the heck are they? Boring dialogue, you know just what they'll say. Making up words to describe what they are. Techno-organic, you've stretched that kind of far. Season 2, well, it's better than the first. Not hard, considering that it was the worst. To watch it, you don't know what we've stood. But, well, at least, the animation is kind of good. And that's it for Radio Free Cybertron this week. Don't forget to tune in next week and have your instant messenger stuff ready, because I'll be there, and I'll give you more info then. Till then, this is Brian Kilby signing off. Let's go!
Cybertron!